Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, as I understand, you watched something recently that you wanted to, you know, get our reaction to.
Yeah, I was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and he interviewed Governor Tim Walz. And while they were talking, they brought up the whole fact that he kind of coined the weird phrase. I mean, obviously, people have been calling each other weird forever. It's just been a term that everyone has used, but it's kind of become like a buzzword as of late, and he was kind of one of the first to start that. So Jimmy had a fun segment where he quizzed Tim on what he thinks is what he would think is weird or not weird. So I grabbed the audio and I want to see what you guys think, since we are the resident weirdos here, and figure out whether or not we think something is weird or not. So are you ready?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
You know what? I have a little quiz for you. Help us decide what is weird or what is not weird. Weird or not weird? Families wearing matching pajamas at Christmas time.
All right. Taryn.
Not weird.
Why do you sound so embarrassed about that?
Because I do it.
I also don't think it's weird. I think my wife thinks it's weird, because every time I suggest it, she conveniently forgets to make it happen. And anytime I bring up, I'll buy them, she's like, no, we're good. We're good. Just wear whatever. Danny, weird or not weird?
Not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
We were talking about getting matching Halloween pajamas this year, since I will be spending Halloween with Lily. And we were like so stoked about it.
I think it's because we don't observe Christmas. We just celebrate Halloween on December 25th.
Also true.
Sarah, I feel like she's going to... I bet she does that with George.
Oh, yes. More like I forced George to do it.
I was going to say, I bet he thinks it's weird.
He hates it.
I feel like him and my wife probably would agree on a lot of things.
Yes.
And that's one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, not weird.
Not weird. No. Wearing a shirt in the pool, weird or not weird?
All right.
Weird. Pop the top, baby.
I thought it was weird for the longest time, and I never put two and two together that for some people, like, they're battling, like, certain skin conditions or skin cancer or things along those lines, and they want to protect themselves to the utmost amount, so they wear them. I haven't done that since I was a kid, though, because I feel like it looks weird.
I mean, bodies are bodies. You know, obviously, if it's for a medical reason, do it. But bodies are bodies.
All right, Danny, weird or not weird?
Weird. I agree with Taryn 100% on that one.
Think it's weird?
I think it's weird, but
I had to do it.
Is
that why you don't want to do wet t-shirt contests with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I had to do it when I was in Cancun because I got really burnt bad the first day I was there.
So I saw the pictures of that.
My whole back was bright red, so I was that girl.
But didn't that hurt more because the shirt's like sticking to your skin?
No, it kind of felt nice.
Oh.
And you're trying not to get more burnt.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little second skin there.
All right, let's see what Tim said.
Not weird. I am who I am.
Apparently he does it.
People who ask you to take your shoes off in the house, is that weird or not weird?
Oh, I think this is the one where we're not going to agree.
I mean, I don't find that weird, but I am not a shoes off house. So if you come to my house, I will not ask you to take your shoes off.
I always feel so weird now because at our house, it's shoes off. And it wasn't my choice. I was just like, whatever, I don't care. If you take your shoes off, take your shoes off. But my wife is like a clean freak and she does the cleaning. So if that makes her happy, I'm in for it. But now when I go to somebody's house, I'm like taking my shoes off. Like, hey, what are you doing? You keep your shoes on. I'm like, I don't know how to exist in this world with my shoes on in a house.
It's not weird.
Well, Danny wears his shoes, so I know his answer.
Yeah, it's totally weird when they ask you to take off your shoes.
Would you do it, though, if somebody asked you to?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Turn around and leave.
I don't like being in the house, though, with my shoes. Like, especially like in a stranger's house. I'm like, no, I don't want my shoes off. Like,
is it a fear that your feet stink?
No. My feet are immaculate.
Is it a fear that you're going to get tickled and you don't realize it?
No, it's just I don't like, I feel exposed.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, I think it's weird that they ask you to take your shoes off.
I feel like Sarah would cause a stink about it.
Yes, I would, especially if like I'm just wearing flip flops or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's on your floors. I want my bare feet to be on your nasty floors.
That's why I just keep booties. Those little disposable booties. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh,
that would be so weird.
Just a little basket of them.
What do you say?
Let's see. No, not weird either.
Oh, okay, all right. Tofurky.
Tofurky, Sarah. Ooh.
I love tofurky. Not weird at all. I have that stuff like every day, you guys.
Danny?
Totally weird. If you're gonna be vegetarian, you can't eat fake meat.
What? Why not?
Because I said.
What if you want something that's phallic shaped like a sausage? But you don't want to have actual meat.
Yeah. No. Nope.
I think it's weird.
Thank you.
As a plant-based weirdo? I think tofurky is the worst. I think it's super weird.
You guys have not had what I have, okay? I will bring in some tofurky so you guys can all try. They have so many different flavors now.
We're good.
Well, let's see what Tim had to say about that.
Oh, that's weird.
All right.